In the final weeks of the year, the plaza gets packed with shoppers at night. You can also find the Salvation Army, a few Hare Krishnas, and of course, panhandlers.
You know, Christmas is coming, and people get a lot more generous. And if you have any chance of making some real money, this is about the time you do it.
For years, Billy Ray Harris made money by asking for change on the plaza. He kept a regular schedule, noon to 4, then about 7 to 10. He was homeless and says panhandling gave him some stability and even peace of mind.
At the very worst, I'm going to eat today and I'm going to be able to buy whatever I want to eat, you know, if that was it. And that was fine with me.
Harris originally came from Wichita Falls, Texas. He'd worked in an oil field, did construction, and worked in a recording studio before ending up homeless in Kansas City. But things changed in a big way for Harris not long after the holidays. In February, a Kansas City woman accidentally dropped her diamond ring in Harris's cup. When she came back looking for it, Harris returned the ring. He thought that was the end of it, until local media found out.
2 days later, I had like three stations lined up on the sidewalk waiting their turn to interview me. I was like, oh my God.
Billy Ray Harris got that change and then some last Friday.
Billy Ray Harris sits on the sidewalk in Kansas City, Missouri.
Later, when she pulled some cash out of the purse to give to the homeless man, she accidentally scooped up the ring.
Billy Ray Harris.
Soon, Harris's story appeared on national and even international news.
People were telling me that I was on this and I was on that, and I was like, what? You know, I mean, like, Yahoo, Google, or whatever. And I had not a clue.
USA Today, NPR, the BBC.
And we're happy to be joined this morning by Sarah Darling, her husband Bill Krejci, and Billy Ray Harris. Nice to see you.
Harris was even flown to New York City to appear on the Today Show. He was a good sport, playing his part to give reporters their story, but he admits it got a little old.
I wasn't too excited about answering all these questions.
The ring's owner, Sarah Darling, and her husband Bill started a crowdsourcing project to raise money for Harris. The original goal was $1,000, but then donations started coming in. One donor called him the perfect cosmic citizen. As someone who'd faced a lot of bad luck, Harris said he wasn't prepared for the response.
And after it really did start taking off, I mean, I was almost scared to look at it then, you know, because I didn't want to get my hopes up that high.
The grand total for the fundraiser, over $190,000.
Actually, thank the good Lord for that blessing.
Then the possibilities of the money started stirring his imagination.
And my first and foremost number one deal was to go out and get a new Camaro.
But after he found out the cost of a new Camaro and insurance, Harris decided on a more modest option.
It's a 98 Volkswagen, which I kind of had pimped out a little bit.
Harris's Beetle is a ragtop with a custom spoiler and black and silver paint job.
It's just an eye catcher, you know.
This year brought Harris another unexpected surprise. He'd been out of contact with his family in Texas for over 16 years, but during the media frenzy, they reached out to reconnect.
I was kind of overwhelmed, you know. I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime. Being 50-something years old and been out of touch that long, you just figure you ain't going to get in touch.
It's not just family getting in touch. After the fundraiser and the news coverage, a lot of old acquaintances looked him up, now asking for his help.
More money, more problems means that you got everybody else's problems on your shoulder all of a sudden.
Today, Harris is doing some work as a sound engineer, and he's kept in touch with his family. But he says he sometimes misses the freedom and simplicity of his old life.
I actually have been enjoying myself a little bit more, you know, more or less, you know, other than all the confusion and stuff behind, you know, all of this. And trust me, it's been a lot of confusion. Chaos, basically. But, you know, not a bad thing, I would say. It's just that I got to juggle so much stuff now.
Harris says one of the hardest parts of this year has been getting out of the day-to-day frame of mind and learning to think in the long term.
I'm still in the right here, right now mode. You know, that's one thing I have never been able to get out of. You know, good luck, bad luck. You know, it's like right here, right now, I'm focused on that, and whatever happens, happens.
If you're on the plaza in the next week or so doing some shopping, you might see Billy Ray Harris, but he won't be one of the panhandlers.
I still drive through the plaza and, you know, basically see him actually stop and give money now, you know, believe it or not.
Harris still doesn't have a full-time place to stay, but says he's working on buying a house. I'm Alex Smith, Casey Currents.